One actress says that Whoopi Goldberg should be ashamed of herself. Plus, one of the Spice Girls is in trouble. We're going to get to those coming up in just a second. First, if you haven't seen it on Netflix yet, you're already behind, apparently. Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston's latest film, Murder Mystery, is the movie that I'm talking about. And it just had the biggest opening weekend in Netflix's history.
Wow.
31 million Netflix accounts watched Murder Mystery, which is huge. I mean, it just like shattered the record. And that happened in just 3 days, and it's probably going to break another record for the first week on Netflix as well.
Sam, I know you watch it. Kelly watched it, my wife, over the weekend, and she stopped halfway and she said, this is really, really good. And then she finished the movie and she didn't really say anything after that. I wonder if it got worse the second half, or what did you think?
Save yourself the 2 hours.
Really?
There are better things to watch on Netflix, in
Come
my opinion.
On.
It just wasn't.
Now you just got to watch it because everybody else watched it.
You know what? Jump on that bandwagon. Get
also,
on there.
Also, Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston were in Montreal shooting a lot of parts of this movie as well. Cool. So it's cool because you probably will recognize some of the backdrop.
Nice.
In it.
You won't. I tried. The whole movie, I was trying to spot things and I couldn't spot
you
a single thing. No.
Were they in Europe? Were they supposed to actually be in Europe?
Part of it was in New York and part of it was in Europe.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Bella Thorne says, shame on Whoopi Goldberg. So Bella Thorne posted a bunch of topless photos of herself on Twitter. Why did she post photos of herself like that? She did it because a hacker was threatening her with the photos, which she had taken for one special person, she said. And she said, I wanted to reclaim my own power. I wanted to make the photos becoming public, my own decision. She didn't want someone else to make money off of them. Well, Whoopi Goldberg basically said that the whole situation was Bella's fault and that she should have known better.
When they're hacking you, they're hacking all of your stuff. So whether it's one picture or a million pictures, once you take that picture, it goes into the cloud and it's available to any hacker who wants it. And if you don't know that in 2019, that this is an issue, I'm sorry, your age does not, you don't get to do that.
Ooh, that was harsh. And Whoopi's response to the whole scandal really triggered Bella. She was in tears online explaining why she felt that way.
You're so crazy for thinking such terrible things on such an awful situation. Like, you know, I don't really want to go on The View anymore because I don't really want to be beaten down by a bunch of older women for my body and my sexuality. I don't really feel like that. And so I'm going to cancel my interview because I don't really want you guys talking about your views to young girls because I would not want my daughter to learn that and I would never say that to her. Shame on you, Whoopi. Shame on you, and shame on you for putting that public opinion just out there like that for every young girl to think that they're disgusting for even taking a photo like that.
All right, what do you think? Was Whoopi a little bit out of line?
I think she was actually, she might have been pretty harsh on it, but I think she was kind of right. She's not blaming, I don't think, Bella for taking the photo. She's blaming Bella for not realizing what could happen. And that's something that you got to remember. It's 2019. This happens all the time.
Yeah, I mean, it's not her fault the photos got leaked, but as a celebrity, you have to know that there's always a risk. Like, I'm hesitant to post my pictures of Saturday night, like, let alone nudes. I mean, you just have to think the worst, unfortunately. And
I just think the guy in this situation, or the person who's threatening to hack, is the sleaze, is the jerk.
Of course.
And I hate that it ends up being the victim being shamed once again. Like, she's the only one who felt shame based on what Whoopi was going through, and that's what I don't like about it. All right, so we know that Victoria Beckham, or Posh Spice, decided not to join the Spice Girls reunion shows, but should she have come out to see her ex-bandmates perform? Mel B says, yes, she definitely should have been there.
I expected her to come and just say hi, at least. Mm. Not even on stage, just as an audience. Like, member supporting. I'm sure she has her reasons for not. You know, it is what it is. Mm. And us girls, we all support each other no matter what. But, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Victoria has time to come and watch the shows, unfortunately.
Well, it's not like... Sorry, go ahead.
If she did, she probably would have just joined you on stage to perform,
yeah,
you know,
right?
And made money like the rest of you.
It's not like Harry Styles is going to watch the rest of One Direction perform after he leaves the band.
No time for that. By the way, we're getting a bunch of texts at 92925, and people are saying that Sam's wrong. Some people are saying that Sam's wrong, and the movie Murder Mystery was actually really good.
Oh.
So I just wanted to give another review in case you're taking Sam's review.
That's right. Okay, yeah.
Some people are saying it's good.
Okay.
So watch it and then let us know what you think. You can text us at 92925.